And Ali radiallahu anhu very particular in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would never shy away from following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said himself, he said, I have never seen someone more beautiful than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, لَمْ أَرَى مِثْلَهُ قَبْلْ وَلَا بَعْدْ. Whenever someone would ask him, how beautiful was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, I've never seen anyone as beautiful as him before, and I will never see anyone after him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the closest to Ali radiallahu anhu. As we move into the life of Ali radiallahu anhu and his contribution, he was very instrumental in every single aspect of Islamic history. Whether it comes in the early Islam before Hijrah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was leaving Makkah, so revelation would come, Ali would memorize it, he was in the house. But finally when he was leaving Makkah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to assign someone to stay in his house and take the place where the Prophet was resting. So the Prophet ﷺ can secretly disguise himself, escape out of the house, and migrate to Medina. He looked around and he found no one better than Ali. And he said, Ali, you're going to stay on my bed, cover yourself. The non-Muslims are going to come after you, and when they open the when they unveil you, they're going to see you. And Ali radiallahu anhu, what do you expect when someone is attempting to kill the Prophet ﷺ, and when they get close to the bed that he's resting on, they move the veil, remove the sheet, and Ali is found. What are they going to do? They're going to feel disgraced. They're going to feel insulted. And in that emotions, they'll probably kill Ali. Right? The Prophet ﷺ said, Ali, don't worry. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will meet me in Medina. So the Prophet ﷺ guaranteed Ali his safety. Ali radiallahu anhu was made to stay back. And everyone migrated. Ali stayed back and he gave all the trust that the Prophet ﷺ had from the people of Makkah, returned all that amana. The Prophet ﷺ was known to be As-Sadiq al-Amin. People would, you know, I would consider the Prophet like the safe or a bank. People would travel. Who would want to leave their wealth and their gold and their valuable in their homes? They would get robbed. So they would leave it with the Prophet ﷺ, subhanAllah. Even the non-Muslims who did not believe in the Prophet ﷺ left their valuables with the Prophet ﷺ, knowing that this man would never betray them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to return those valuables, the Prophet ﷺ assigned Ali radiallahu anhu.